Welcome to The Average Shepherd. My name is Father Sam French, and today is the 27th Sunday in Ordinary Time. I'm reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 21, verses 33 through 43, and the homily today is called Acting Like You Own the Place. Let's begin. Growing up in my family, there were a few non-negotiables. It was Mass on Sunday, dinner at the family dinner table, family rosary, and Saturday morning chores. Now, this arrangement was pretty fine for me as a kid because I didn't really have a choice in the matter. However, as a teenager, the lines began to blur a little as I became more and more self-willed, you could say. I remember one fine Saturday morning, I was happily dozing in bed in the darkness of my room when my mum came barreling in, and to my shock, she threw open the curtains, instantly blinding me, and said, "Sam, get out of bed. It is time for you to scrub the bathrooms." Now, full of pride and youthful indignation, of course, I protested and I said, "No, I cannot be bothered. Do it yourself." Well, you can just imagine. Soon after this outburst, this episode, I received the talk. "Samuel Michael French, so long as you live under this roof, you will abide by our rules." Now, as much as I fought against this doctrine of the French household, in hindsight, I realized that Mum and Dad had a point. My entire life, up to that moment, was owed to them. Not only did they give me life, bring me into the world, but the shelter, the warmth, food, drink, even the clothing that I took for granted, ultimately belonged to them. It was purchased by them and freely given to me to enjoy. Now, believe it or not, my adolescent rebellion actually bears some resemblance to the events in today's gospel, which will become apparent in just a moment. See, the situation being described in Jesus' parable would have been a familiar set of circumstances to first century Jews that he was addressing. Landowners of the time would often rent out their property to tenant farmers, who would in turn get to share in the landowner's profits when the fruits of the harvest came in. Notice, however, in this particular parable, how hard the landowner of the vineyard works. He basically does everything, not unlike the preparation my parents put into making a home. See, the landowner begins by planting the entire vineyard himself. He then builds the fence around it. He then digs out the wine press, and then he finally builds the tower. In this parable, the landowner represents God the Father, who takes every single bit of initiative in establishing the vineyard of creation. God made the world. He made the universe, humanity, and everything in between. God owns all of it. Now that all of the hard work has been done by God, he has entrusted us to be tenants of his creation, to work within the bounds of, to build upon his work. For me as an individual, that meant cleaning bathrooms for my family. But for us as Catholics in the church, it means living our lives of prayer, virtue, good works, the building up of holy Christian families, and spreading the gospel to all who will listen. That is our work. Now, as a result of our labor in the vineyard, God delights in giving us, his highest creation, a share in the profits. What am I talking about? Our share in the profits is the reward of salvation, of fulfillment, of eternal communion with God and all the saints in heaven. But in the parable today, we witness how despite the best laid plans, everything can go wrong. See, the tenants in the gospel, they make a fundamental spiritual mistake. Just because they inhabit and work in the vineyard, they begin to believe that they own the vineyard. Just like me as a teenager thinking that I owned the place in my parents' house. See, this mistaken thinking is symbolized by the killing of the landowner's son with the intention of, quote, taking over his inheritance. Now, sometimes we can make the same spiritual mistake. And we can begin to believe in our mind and heart that we have ownership of the world and we have ownership of our lives. Now, while it's true that we have been entrusted with the responsibility of caring for this earthly life, the fact remains that everything we are, everything we have, our lives, our talents, our gifts, our property, our money, they are not ultimately our own. They are given to us on loan from God to be used according to his purposes. See, at the end of the parable, Jesus stands in judgment over the chief priests and the elders, and he says to them, "I tell you then that the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people who will produce its fruit." In other words, in the measure that we reject God or refuse to listen to his will for our lives, we place our God-given tenancy in jeopardy. But on the other hand, when we put to good use our God-given gifts of life, virtue, money, time, talent, creativity, relationships for the service of God, then we will inherit a share in the profits intended for us, the harvest of eternal life with God. So in light of today's gospel, let us remember that everything we are, everything we have and own is a gift from God. And our truest happiness can never be found from hoarding those gifts to ourselves, but only in offering them back to the God who made us. So I think it would be appropriate today to conclude with the prayer composed by Saint Ignatius called the Suscipe, or in Latin, it's the Latin word meaning to receive. Take, Lord, and receive all my liberty, my memory, my understanding, and my entire will, all I have and call my own. You have given all to me. To you, Lord, I return it. Everything is yours. Do with it what you will. Give me only your love and your grace, for that is enough for me. We ask this in the holy name of Jesus, through the intercession of our Blessed Mother Mary, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to help me spread the word and the Average Shepherd podcast, you can post this online or share with anyone you think might benefit. Thank you, and God bless.